A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, February 23, 2023. ADL CEO. GWU needs better response to anti-Semitism on campus. Anti-Defamation League. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt called on George Washington University, GWU, to improve their response to anti-Semitism on campus in a February 17 Times of Israel blog post. Greenblatt recapped the complaint filed by Stand With Us in January, alleging that assistant professor of psychology Lara Sheehy told a student it wasn't their fault they were born Israel, called Zionism a mental illness, and told a student that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. Greenblatt commended the university for denouncing anti-Semitism and conducting a third-party investigation, but asked, why has GWU not condemned the professor's statements, or at least considered administrative leave pending the outcome of the third-party investigation? These steps would help to assure Jewish students, and send a message to the broader community, that the allegations are being taken seriously. He also called on universities to work directly with Jewish students, and measure their progress by checking in with Jewish students and stakeholders to ensure that they feel as welcome and supported as other groups. Dorm rooms of three Jewish students vandalized at University of Denver. The dorm rooms of three Jewish students at the University of Denver, DU, were vandalized sometime during the timeframe of February 9 to 12. Stand With Us announced in a press release that one student's dorm was smeared with pork and the pork was left in front of their doorstep. Two other students' dorms had their mezuzahs torn down. University Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs and Inclusive Excellence Todd Adams said in a February 13 letter to student that the university investigating the matter. We want to be very clear that these acts are not acceptable within DU's community, and acknowledge the harm that has been caused to members of our community, Adams said. Every student, faculty, and staff member deserves a place to live, learn, and work that is respectful, welcoming, and safe. Anti-Semitic slurs during Florida high school soccer game fight. A fight occurred during a soccer game between two Florida high schools where anti-Semitic slurs were allegedly thrown around. Fox News reported that the game was between Sheikh Hillel Community School and Archbishop Coleman Carroll High School on February 15. Parents of Sheikh students have claimed members of the Carroll team shouted, Hitler was right, during the fight. Additionally, Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted that a Sheikh student told them he was called a dirty Jew while being punched in the face. The schools issued a joint statement denouncing the incident and are investigating it. The Archdiocese of Miami and Sheikh Hillel have zero tolerance for any kind of aggressive language and behavior, anti-Semitism or hate of any kind, the statement read. We are thankful for the faculty of both schools, who immediately managed the situation with care and concern for the students. UC Berkeley Student Senate votes against IHRA. UC Berkeley's Student Senate voted against the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. IHRA, definition of anti-Semitism during a February 15 meeting that lasted until 3 a.m. After a five-hour-long discussion, the Associated Students of the University of California, ASUC, Senate voted to indefinitely table the resolution by a vote of 13 in favor, 4 against and 3 abstentions. ASUC Senator Shay Cohen, who introduced the resolution, posted to Instagram afterwards, "The AUSC failed the Berkeley Jewish community last night. Telling a minority group how they should define their lived experiences of oppression, discrimination, and hatred is never acceptable. Once again, Jewish students are left feeling unheard and discouraged to display their Jewish pride on this campus. Exterminate Zionists. Sticker at UIUC. A sticker saying, Exterminate Zionists, was found at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, UIUC, campus. Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted out the photo on February 17, stating, The old anti-Semitism of the Holocaust has now taken a new contemporary twist simply by replacing Jew with Zionist. Both must be shunned by modern society. The sticker had UIUCYDSA written on it, an apparent reference to the school's Young Democratic Socialists of America chapter, as well as SSL, Students Socialist League, and Coalition of Public Power. UIUCYDSA issued a statement the sticker was impersonating them. SSL and Coalition for Public Power, suggesting the sticker got the last group's name wrong. UIUCYDSA said that the sticker was indeed anti-Semitic. UIUCYDSA condemns all forms of anti-Semitism in this fake sticker attempting to misinform people about the beliefs of organizations standing in solidarity with Palestine, the statement read. Socialists stand for liberation of the oppressed, and anyone that expresses views similar to the content similar to the fake sticker are not in line with our values.